Absolutely. So we have in white between in the middle here is our new engine, a remanufactured engine from Cummins,
okay,
which is a direct replacement of the original.
And did you have to
crouched down in the engine room of the 50-foot vessel, Ben Mathias is showcasing the completed hybrid engine to Senator Lisa Murkowski. He's the lead technician who joined the project 4 years ago. The project was funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Energy as part of a pilot program to make commercial engines cheaper and more environmentally friendly. In the engine room, Mathias explains the different components and Murkowski follows up.
Do you have to worry about excess heat generation?
Yep, that's why those fans are running. And they don't need to be running now, but during our first trip, they overheated. Just because of the amount of
question.
There's no way to get cooler air in.
So on most engine rooms, there's an intake that just passively.
Sitka fisherman Jeff Turner owns the boat. After hearing about the grant, Turner was quick to volunteer his boat for the project. Yet on the two trips Turner took with the new engine prior to Murkowski's visit, a third benefit was revealed.
And the noise pollution is something I really notice. A quiet boat is fatigue-free. I mean, you talk in a normal voice, you don't have to yell across the deck.
No, that's transformational. That will be, that was like being on a boat.
Yeah. Quit yelling at me!
I'm not!
The team behind the hybrid engine plans to continue collecting data from the Mirage throughout the summer fishing season, logging the data in a publicly available document. That way, fishermen can decide whether they'd like to install a hybrid engine as well. Another boat from Juno is already lined up to be the second boat to have the hybrid engine installed. Turner says he's excited to be a part of the development process to make the engine the best it can be for fishermen now and in the future.
Yeah, and I want to take advantage of the system. I want to see what it can do, and I want the next person and the next person to learn from it. They're collecting data on every single piece of equipment there, and what's it going to be in 5 years, 10 years? I mean, you know, this.
Additionally, with concerns over outmigration and fewer young people staying in Alaska, the hybrid engine offers professional opportunities that could help retain and attract working-age people in the state. Chandler Kemp, the project's engineer, believes that their partnership with locals in developing the engine is a promising example for future developers.
And so it's not a case where we've kind of hired a contractor to come in and build the project and then leave. Instead, we've invested locally to support people that want to do this type of work and now have the expertise to do it more independently.
But the promise for professional development is not without its obstacles. Here's Linda Benkin, Executive Director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association.
There isn't anybody in this country yet making these systems. There is a electric outboard maker that we want to use on a mariculture boat, but there isn't anybody certifying batteries, marine certified batteries in this country yet, or building these systems. So
batteries for electric vehicles are already proving a problem to transport. Alaska Marine Lines no longer ships electric vehicles to the state, and the ferry system highly restricts them. Murkowski says it needs to be addressed for the technology to move forward.
The whole discussion about how you move an electric vehicle to Alaska, we can't put them on these container ships anymore because of the danger of the fire, so we're going to have to figure this one out pretty darn quick.
Totally.
But for now, it's time to celebrate a success.
Champagne? Yeah, okay. You went for a non-alcoholic.
I'm like the mini media. I'm super right-handed.
Come on, Lisa, give it all you got.
You don't understand.
Murkowski is joined by over 20 attendees gathering around the Mirage at the Gary Paxton Industrial Park dock. Murkowski, Turner, and Benkin take a spot at the bow of the ship. It's christening time.
All right. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Are you ready?
Murkowski successfully smashes a champagne bottle over the bow. That's followed by a toast in honor of what has been accomplished so far and what the hybrid engine could mean for fishermen across Alaska and the rest of the country.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bottoms up.
In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.